adjustment outside the back door. I don't know if y'all heard the screech that happened in the middle of the opening prayer. That was my kid. So he had to go outside and have a little visit with me. But I just wanted to let everybody know, I really do view our children as, I mean, I don't honestly think there's anything more important we're going to do here this morning. So I'm not going to freak out if somebody's kid makes a squawk or a squeak. I have 9 younger brothers and sisters, okay? I'm well aware and accustomed to lots and lots and lots of racket. I'm 21 years older than my youngest sibling. So the entire time I lived at home, there were little kids underfoot and running around. So I happen to like kids. I think most of the people here do. So I don't want anybody to feel bad if you're like, oh, my kid's being a brat. My kid's got the noisiest, highest energy level in here. So there's a chance I may have to suspend the sermon in the middle if he starts running my wife down too bad and go back there and deal with it. So I just wanted you all to know that. So with that said, I really appreciated what Wandy shared there, and I just wanted to add to that a little bit. You know, it's interesting, she mentioned a dream. I actually had a dream last night that I had been debating whether I was going to share or not, and then a little bit that Wandy said, it was so strange. I don't usually remember dreams real vividly, and I was praying about it this morning, and I don't know, I think it was for me to start with, but I'll share it with you guys. And I realize we all have wacky dreams once in a while, but this one really stuck together, so I'm going to share this. I had a dream in which I was wrestling with sin in my life. Like, and I couldn't even tell you what in the dream. I don't even know what it was, just that there was some grievous sin in my life, and I was inside my house, but it wasn't like my house. It was rotten and falling down, and somehow in this dream, I just knew this house represented my spiritual house. And like when I looked up, there was a storm raging, and I could see there was a storm raging because there were holes in the roof, and the walls were crumbling like you've never seen such a rotten, tumbled-down, miserable-looking house. And what happened in this dream, it's one of my brothers, and I couldn't even tell you exactly who, but a brother in Christ came to me inside my house and said, Andrew, there's something wrong in your life. And I can't tell you words. It was just came to me and said, there's a problem in your life. There's sin in your life. And in this dream, I cried out. It was interesting. I don't remember even responding to my brother, but what comes to mind is that passage says, you confess your sins to your brother so you'll be healed. Talks about that in James. And I guess the part that strikes me about it is that it wasn't so much that I talked to my brother in this dream as I cried out to my Heavenly Father in this dream, but I didn't even care that my brother was there. And right there in the spot, I remember crying out in the dream and just in sorrow and agony and saying, God, will you forgive me? And in my dream, instantly, the clouds were gone, storm was gone, and the house was just perfect, just like that. And I guess that was the part that just struck out, jumped out at me as I think back about it. We tend to think of delayed responses. But I think that there's something really true in what I saw in that dream, and that is that when God fixes your spiritual house, it's fixed. Even though there might be lingering consequences, and even though we might be wrestling with the ups and the downs, what I saw in that dream is absolutely correct, that the spiritual house, the holes in your spiritual roof, the just rot and the decay, God fixes that instantly. In my dream, it happened the instant that I cried out and said, Father, will you forgive me? Instantly, that house was fixed. So let's have a word of prayer, and then we're getting to some really exciting stuff in the book of Acts. Father, I just thank you. I thank you that you've provided salvation and atonement through our Savior.